I'm here in studio with Chris Dempsey, Democrat. He's a candidate for state auditor. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Christine, it's great to be on with you.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were talking a little bit off air, and you've got quite an interesting background. I want to talk a little bit about your background. I want to talk about what your ideas are for state auditor. But first, can you tell our listeners, because I think this is almost like an inside baseball thing, what exactly does the state auditor do?
It's one of the most important roles in state government, even if a lot of your listeners don't think about it on a daily basis. Has a team of about 200 auditors and analysts. We send them into every corner of the executive branch of state government. We figure out what's working, what's not working. We make recommendations for how to change what's not working. And then maybe most importantly, use the bully pulpit of the auditor's office to advocate for change within government.
Okay, so what got you interested in that? And I saw, you know, very impressive background, graduate of Pomona College, Harvard MBA. Tell me a little bit about why this would fit in with your educational background, then we'll talk a little bit about your professional background.
There's two things that this job does. It stands up to protect the public interest, and It makes state government work better. And I've been fortunate to be able to do both of those things throughout my career. In the Patrick administration, I was Assistant Secretary of Transportation. I co-founded the program that created all the smartphone apps that tell you when your bus or train is going to arrive. Mm-hmm. I'm sure many of your listeners who are commuter rail riders use those to track their trips. It's really transformed the way that people use transit, and it saved taxpayers money at the same time. I was also the co-founder of No Boston Olympics, the grassroots effort back in 2014 and 2015 to oppose a Boston Olympic bid that was requiring taxpayers to spend $15 billion or more on a three-week sporting event. Now, I like sports. I think the Olympics are kind of cool. I don't think that's a good use of $15 billion of our taxpayer money. We stood up against powerful people that were pushing that bid. We got outspent 1,500-1, but we prevailed because we had the facts on our side and we created a grassroots effort to push back, and ultimately we won.
Well, it's interesting because you've not only worked in state government, but you've also had experience in the private sector, which a lot of elected officials don't. A lot of them have spent their entire lives working for the state in some capacity. Tell our listeners a little bit about your private industry experience.
Yeah, and I'm unique in this race in that I do have private sector experience. As you said, I went to Harvard and got an MBA. Then I worked at Bain & Company, the consulting firm, and also worked at a software technology startup that was actually based in London and then brought its North American operations here to Massachusetts. And we grew jobs here in Massachusetts because of the success of that company. So I think that perspective is important to have on Beacon Hill. It's not the be-all and end-all, but it's an important component to the auditor's office.
Now, typically in the auditor's office, what types of problems or situations would you deal with? What kinds of things in the past has the auditor's office found that need to be addressed, changed, or fixed?
So you're focused on the executive branch of state government, and that's a big honking organization, right? We're talking about $40 billion a year that we spend in the executive branch of state government. A lot of that is programs like MassHealth, which is the largest chunk of the operating side of state government. It's those core social safety net programs, like the Department of Children and Families, like the Unemployment Assistance Program. All of those are today not working as well as they should. We need to make sure that they're repaired so that they're helping people and that we're not wasting taxpayer dollars. Then you look at transportation, which has been an area of focus of mine in my career. That's about 40% of all of our capital spending every year, all of our infrastructure spending, 40% goes to transportation. I'm sure your listeners would agree that our transportation system is not working as well as it should. We've got congestion. We've got trains that aren't working, aren't running as frequently as they should. We need to fix those problems, and we need people in government that are willing to tackle them.
Well, in dealing with problems like that, do you think, and again, this is more of a hypothetical, do you think that the problems in government and the things you would be looking at are by omission or commission, or does it even matter?
Yeah, look, I think having worked in state government, the vast majority of people in state government are there for the right reasons and they want to do the right things. Mm-hmm. There is certainly some fraud and abuse, and we need to tackle that and work hard on addressing that. But for the most part, the frustration that we all have with state government is that it's just inefficient. And we need people who are willing to bring in new ideas, new concepts, like what we did with that open data program that created those smartphone apps, that actually saves us money, but also gets better outcomes for taxpayers at the same time. We need new, thoughtful people, hardworking people that are willing to roll up their sleeves and focus on the basics of state government. That's what I want to do. That's the team I want to put around me. And I think anyone that's a taxpayer or someone that benefits from public services in Massachusetts will benefit from that approach.
Now, you're running in the primary. You do have another person running in the Democratic primary right now. Let's say you win that and go on to win the state job. What will your position as state auditor, what will that matter to the average voter, the average resident of Massachusetts?
So this election is still a year away, and the new auditor will be sworn in January of 2023. Mm-hmm. I want to be a person who comes in as an independent outside voice on Beacon Hill, who's willing to be that watchdog, but also understands how state government works, because I've worked in state government too. Mm-hmm. That's the approach I'm going to bring, and I think people can know that if they send me to Beacon Hill, they're going to get someone who's focused on the data, who's focused on working hard and rolling up his sleeves to make state government work better for them.
Now, you've also got, I believe you're having an event or a fundraiser coming up, and it's local, and I believe Rep. Joan Moschino is part of that. Tell our listeners
That. So Rep. Moschino is supporting this campaign, and we're really grateful for her support. She's a strong leader here on the South Shore. We'll be in Hull tomorrow night, Wednesday evening. If folks want more information, they can email info@dempseyforauditor.com. We can send them the address and more about the event. It starts at 5:30. It's on Green Hill in Hull tomorrow night, Wednesday.
Do you have a Facebook page or a website that talks in more in detail about your candidacy?
DempseyForAuditor.com is our website, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/DempseyForAuditor.
Okay, now tell our listeners a fun fact to know and tell about you that you probably don't share, like you're a champion scuba diver or read 30 books a week. Tell our listeners something really human and unique about yourself.
So recently engaged to my fiance. In fact, we got engaged on Black Rock Beach in Hull, not far from here.
Congratulations.
And we met while singing at Jacob Worth's, which is an old restaurant in downtown Boston where they have a piano bar, piano player, who for years played on Friday nights. That's where she and I met. We are not very talented singers, but we're very enthusiastic.
That was my next question. Are you any good? Can you sing us something?
I'm loud and enthusiastic, if not talented, and that's important at a piano bar. And think that's a fun way and a nice story of how we met.
That's a terrific story. Again, he's a Democrat, Chris Dempsey. He's running for state auditor. Our listeners, again, where they can find more information about your candidacy.
DempseyForAuditor.com and Facebook.com/DempseyForAuditor.
That's terrific, and we're going to get this interview up online as well. We'll have you in here, of course, before the primary. Thanks so much for joining us again. Again, that's Chris Dempsey. He wants your vote for state auditor. I'm Christine James, WATD News.